What we do here is go back.
Yeah, good mate. Thanks for having me.
The halfway up socks.
Yeah. I didn't want to do them too high, you know.
Fucking absolutely cool.
When you're younger, you always have dreams and you always think, oh yeah, I want to play AFL. But realistically, like, especially when I started getting a bit older, I didn't actually think it was something that could come through.
Did you kick 0-11 a few years back at North Beach?
Yeah, I might have.
I need to get uncomfortable to be comfortable, and I think I need to be somewhere else to develop my football. Like, I just don't think I can stay here and grow as a player and grow as a person.
How many times have you watched yourself either hitting the winning runs or that last over?
Oh God, I think only about 300.
No, I actually re-looked at the story he was posted to look at his jersey number in case that was a question.
Really? So you did study?
Yes, well, that was the only thing.
Yeah, right. Do you want to go for another half an hour and give us the last question?
Yes, welcome back to the Bro and Ethan podcast, episode 114. We're starting to roll in some of the footballers, Ethan.
We are. It's earlier in the season.
Or round one, or opening round of the AFL.
Yesterday.
It's underway at time of recording. Obviously, this will come out once. Opening round's done and dusted.
Round
zero. We're looking forward to round one.
Yeah.
Can't wait for that. But of course, it's all thanks to Skinbro. Use code BROANDETHAN20 for 20% off at skinbro.com. The essentials kit is $54.99, and you can use the same code at hatlocker.com.au to get some hats.
You can. Lovely New York Yankees one and Chicago Bulls on the table here.
Yes. Very nice, very nice. I got one on my head.
Yeah.
The Roo.
Seen several of those.
And, of course, Cheetah Clothing as well. But, Ethan, as I said, the first footballer of the year.
And I know this is going to be so cringe, but I thought of it on the way here. I've got to play this. I'll turn it up on my phone.
Okay,
Malachi Champion, welcome, mate. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Sorry about that. Bit cringe, I know. Plenty of excitement around you and commentators. They're going to have a field day with your name, so I just thought I'd do it. They already are, to be honest. They're already having a field day. But
the Waffle Colts commentators.
Yes, interested to know what some of the nicknames you go by. Champ, Malachi, Champo, what do you prefer?
Mal, Mally, Champo. I get champed a lot.
Yeah, you don't want champ.
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, another guest we've had from Kalgoorlie, so I guess you could say Kalgoorlie is a bit of a footy factory out there in a way, because it is arguably one of the best leagues out there in the state. So you've had some connections already in the AFL. I guess how was it moving to Perth and joining Subiaco?
Moving to Perth was quite a struggle at times. We didn't really get a house until the start of last year. So 2022, my state 16s year, I was living at my auntie's house with my mum's sister. It was pretty rough, but moving to Perth was pretty rough. And once, like I don't know how to explain it, like I've kind of got a lot more comfortable, like once I had food on the table, roof over my head, going to school every day was kind of made it easier, and having my auntie and my mum with me like all the time was good.
Well, you need food to be able to play football, so that's a no-brainer. But have some of those guys, I guess like Tyrell, Lance Collard, Robert Hanson, have they sort of helped you learn more about the AFL system? You know, you might have a bit of an advantage over others with what it's like, some insight?
Yeah, definitely. When Tyrell got drafted 2 years ago, we was doing a bit of preseason running together. Got a taste of West Coast Eagles preseason with Tyrell, and it was definitely the hardest bit of running I've done in my life.
Yeah.
And also with Robbie over this preseason that just come by, spent about 2 weeks with him. Was in Kalgoorlie running in the off season, and then he came up again after Christmas. Went down to Leederville and. Yeah, done a bit of preseason running with him, and that was the hardest bit of running I've done in my life was that.
Yeah, well, you boys have played, I think, some games together for Mines Rovers. It's pretty unbelievable when you think of it, all chucking the blue on, and then, you know, obviously two in the AFL, and hopefully you're going to follow suit. So it's pretty crazy when you think of it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Sure. Well, all Australian in under 16s in 2022. How do you, I guess, look back and think, is that when footy got real serious for you?
I reckon footy got really serious when I f- fully moved down to Perth. The Futures campaign was definitely the reason why I moved down to Perth, because I knew you could get selected for the State 16s through Futures, and definitely moved down to Perth, and it was Futures that was definitely the thing that I was fully focused on. And with the State 16s, I was shocked when I made the State 16 side. I was actually at church the morning that I got the invitation to the State 16s, and the pastor said, "You're going to receive a blessing," and bang, I just got the email of the State 16. So, it was crazy.
I mean, I was watching some highlights on Baseline in preparation for this, and you're just fending off blokes on the Gold Coast. Did you surprise yourself a bit? Did you think All Australian would happen?
With the fend off, it was just natural instinct. The bloke, I tried to cut inside and he read the cut, so I just threw my arm out and luckily I bounced off him. But we just stayed 16s. It was definitely a shock. I was in class, in accounting and finance class actually, and Adam Jones calls me and I'm like, I'll call you back in 15. I've got school here. Called him back and he told me the good news. Couldn't wipe the smile off my face for the whole lunch and for the whole time home. Couldn't wipe the smile off my face, and I kind of thought it wasn't that big of a deal, and then all my family were celebrating and throwing me parties and stuff, but I didn't really think it was a big deal.
Well, when you think about it, you're in the 22 best players as a 16-year-old in Australia. it's a big deal, and we've often heard blokes have come in here and say they receive a phone call from Adam Jones and they say it's either a good thing coming or a bad thing coming, and obviously it was a good thing for you. But last year was another impressive year for you, particularly at Subiaco. The mark against Perth comes straight to mind straight away. Is that the best hanger you've taken? Or is there another one that hasn't been captured?
Oh, there's plenty that hasn't been captured. A lot of when I was a young kid. We have Aboriginal football carnivals. We just play king of the pack around the oval. Chuck Speckies. I was known as the bloke who would sit on heads. But definitely, I think that's only the one that's been recorded. Was that? Yeah, it wasn't that big, but it was all right.
One on one.
That was a big game too, wasn't it? You guys, Perth were undefeated, and you guys went in and beat them.
I was actually I came off 3 week suspension on that Perth game, and I was fired up. I was Coach John comes up to me, said, "You need to prove yourself here. You've had a full month off." I had a little four week period break of just a full running, a little preseason in the mid season. And I was fired up. And we knocked them off, gave them their first loss of the season.
Yeah, it was a big game. Definitely remember that one. But you came, you found out you were going to be in the AFL Academy over the summer just gone. So tell us about that. And then I guess playing in that Futures game as well on grand final day at the MCG. Under the name of Nicknat, Team Nicknat.
Oh, so I was actually Team Selwood.
My bad.
But I'm actually in the Nat Nui Academy at West Coast. Yeah, we didn't know. So I was actually in Brisbane. I was on a school camp. We just landed in Brisbane and received a phone call from Tarkin, and because on my phone it just has no call ID. Who calls me all the time? So I was like, answer. I was like, "Oh, hello, who's this?" Talking, I was, "Oh, how you going yeah, and then he let me know I was in the AFL Academy, and I was like, "Oh my gosh." I was shocked, because obviously the year before, with Curtin or Colton, all the boys who made it, I was like, "Wow, that's unbelievable." And all the past draftees who got to wear the jersey, I was looking at it "Wow, that is so good." And then to be able to wear one myself it's unbelievable. And as a kid, you grow up you wanting to watch an AFL grand final. That's every AFL fan's dream. And to be able to play on the MCG and to be able to play before the grand final was, unbelievable, surreal.
And you've had some time with the academy. You got the game coming up. We're talking off air, Coburg and the VFL. Must be exciting what's already happened, but then also the opportunity, as you said, to pull on the jumper.
So I'm number 11 this year. First time I'm outside of the number 10.
11's not a bad number. People can wear the number 11 quite well.
With pride.
For sure. So I'm a pretty small bloke. I usually get the inside of the 1 to 10, but No, I'm actually number 5 this year for the AFL. Okay, I was number 11 for the game at MCG. Yes, number 5. Yeah, good number. Yeah, so I'm excited for the upcoming game. I think we fly down on the 11th of April and play on the 13th against Coburg at Icon Park. So yeah, it will be my third time going to Melbourne, and yeah, I'm excited.
And obviously one of two from WA and the academy. What about learning off some of the other guys in Melbourne? You know, obviously someone in there is going to go pick one, pick two.
One thing you learn is just they're normal blokes too. Yeah. They're just good at football.
And on the same path as you. You're on the journey with them, I guess.
Yeah, for sure. A lot of them have leadership qualities. Ashcroft Levi, he was talking a lot. He's definitely up there for top 5 pick. One thing I learnt with him is he just talks, knows what he's talking about, and very good leader. Yeah,
they say he's better than Will, so I guess we'll have to see.
Where'd Will go?
Pick two, but it was controversial.
Father son,
Who was pick one?
It was Aaron Cadman.
Yeah, Cadman. Yeah, that's right.
Who came through late. Obviously, the AFL Academy gives you an opportunity to train at an AFL club, as you've done with West Coast. You were already in the NGA, as you said, but talk us through walking into an AFL environment day one and then how it's been since.
Walking into the day one, it was like I was just couldn't believe it. The first time I went into, I think it was after the Academy weekend, so we spent the weekend in Melbourne and I rocked up on Monday sore because we had training Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We had training Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Rocked up on Monday, I thought I was going to train. They didn't let me. And just going in there, shaking everyone's hand, meeting everyone, I couldn't believe it. Like, these are the blokes I've watched win a grand final.
Eagles,
like five
Eagles fan?
Yeah. Oh, not I'm a Bombers fan, okay, but yeah. Eagles is obviously around my family with my nana and like all my uncles and that.
Yeah.
Yeah, these are the blokes that I've watched win a grand final like 5 years ago, and I couldn't believe it. What I've realised is they're normal blokes too. Mm. They like to have fun. They like to have fun. Yep. They're just, very, very good at football.
Mm. And I know that last year, Riley Hardiman and Colton trained with them.
Yeah.
And there's been some open training sessions that you had. So have you been mistaken for a player, current player? Obviously, you're on that path. But any autographs signed? Because I think you've been there when some of the biggest open trainings have been.
Yeah, it was like, I think there was like maybe 1,000 at one training. I didn't go to any of the fairs. I just went straight to my mum and all my family. Like, that's there. Yeah. I'm not a player there. So I'm pretty sure it was after the first session, I was walking out in the parking lot and the one bloke pulls me up. Oh, good luck for the season, mate. I said, I'm just training, mate. I'm not here. I'm not on the list. I'm just training here.
Yeah. Did you get to play in any of the official match sims?
Yeah, so not the official ones. We had like an intra club one.
Yeah.
It was about 60 minutes long. Yeah.
So how was that? I guess playing in a way you could say playing an AFL game. They're all AFL players.
It was scary. What you don't realise is it's very, very fast and very, very skilled, physical, and you've just got to be switched on 100% of the time. Like, you can't take a break on the field. Your break's on the bench, so.
Yeah. So what, when you got your first touch, a bit of relief?
Yeah, it was sort of, it was on my left foot and it probably went about 20 metres to the left. So, yeah, it was, they kind of let me go a little bit, but yeah, it was all right.
So we know Dusty Martin's been a bit of an inspiration to you.
Yeah.
Any other small forwards that you idolise?
Yeah, for sure. Like Eddie Betts from Kalgoorlie, my mum's cousin, so Michael. 350 games.
Is he from Kalgoorlie?
Yeah, he's from Kalgoorlie.
Yeah. It's a bit like forgotten. Because he's obviously been.
So did he play through the WA state?
Don't think so.
He got drafted. He lived in Melbourne when he got drafted. And he was like going through, I think his dad's from South Australia. So I'm pretty sure he was like up in South Australia. So
that amazes. I never knew that.
My mum's brother, Michael Tim, was living with Eddie in Melbourne at the time, and they were like catching the train each for like 40 minutes to go to training and everything. So yeah, definitely Michael, Eddie, and obviously Cyril, Shy, Bolton, Toby Green. Yeah. He just does whatever he wants.
Bit of swagger on the field.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely a lot of them small forwards who have a good presence. And, yeah, Cozzy, this bloke just lays heaps of tackles and gets a, like, red head a lot. But, yeah, once he learns how to calm down a bit, he should be fine. So
with that connection with Eddie Betts, have you sort of been able to, I don't know, get some advice off him, or have you met him? Or
yeah, I've met him once in my life. I've seen him, like, a couple of times at funerals in Calgary, but I've never... I was too young to, like, I was scared to meet him, but last year I was on a Clontarf camp, State of Origin. We played out the Collingwood training facility.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and messaged him and asked him to come down and watch, and I was actually playing and I could see some Indigenous boys, like, crowd this one bloke, and I was like, yeah, he's here. So, yeah, I took my good mate Cuba with me. I said, oh, come meet Uncle Eddie. So, yeah, we met him and then was yarning with him. It felt like I've known the bloke my whole life. Just we had that connection, and across the street we seen Clayton Oliver walk, and I was like, oh, get Clayton to get a photo with us. So yeah, we would have got a photo with Clayton too. Yeah.
Now clearly there's a lot of hype. You've been labelled as a potential top 10 pick. Now it's so early in the year, so we don't want to obviously put any too much expectation on you, but how are you sort of planning to deal with the attention as it continues to build? Is that sort of something that your management, TLA, have sort of helped you out with?
Yeah, definitely they just told me not to get it too invested in. I don't get invested in any of it. Like, I don't even, like, with the academy blokes, I didn't even know half of the team because I don't, like, with the footy-wise, I don't really look into it at all. I just, yeah, rock up to training, play footy, get to know my teammates, and, yeah, I don't focus on any of the media stuff. Like, if I get a mention on my story, I'll just mention it back on my story and stuff. But with the attention, I don't really care.
Smart. Well, what are the goals, I guess, for this year ahead? Is Subi League on the agenda? Because we're talking off air, you said you've been training with them quite a bit for the pre-season.
Definitely, I want to get heaps of senior footy up my sleeve. For the rest of the, I reckon just for the next 4 months, hopefully get selected for the winner squad in state, hopefully get a league debut, and definitely start the season strong, whether it's from league, Rezies or Colts. So,
well, if that does happen, do you reckon playing league at 15 in Kalgoorlie will hold you in good stead?
I was 15 and Mum had to sign a permission form for me to play footy.
To wear the yellow shorts or whatever they are?
Nah, so I was actually in Perth at the time, but I was here for, I think, my nana's funeral or she'd just passed away, and my coach for my under 16s team messages me on Instagram, oh, the league coach wants your number. I was like, oh, what for? Oh, he wants you to play this weekend. So we just steamed back to Calgary, and played. I reckon I was about 55 kilos, like 160 centimeters tall, and I was getting punched around a bit, but I took it all as experience, and that's what's going to happen.
And I think this is separate, but you've had some success, like, in the Kalgoorlie. I've seen, like, some carnivals and that, premiership medals. I don't know if it's one, but I've seen some.
Oh, I've won one, but I've watched my team win about five. Yeah. With my old man, my dad and my uncles, they all used to play together. I used to waterboy them. I'd say the year we won was, I think it was 2022 we won. That was the... We won our prelim final by 1 point, and we won the grand final by 1 point. And
Collingwood style.
Mate. In the prelim, we were down by like 3 goals with 5 minutes left, no time added. So we just had to go quick. And it was thinking about it now, like, I could tear up just like thinking about it, because we went through so much. Like, and then the grand final, we were down by like 3 goals with 5 minutes left again, and we just somehow pulled out a miracle. Like, my mum is praying on the sidelines, praying for a miracle. My nana's not even watching the game, or she'll have a heart attack. Like, it was, it was that intense. Like, after the game, I was crying. That's how much it meant to me to finally win one.
Blame you.
I reckon that was around some of the time, because I remember the first time I ever heard your name. It was actually through Bray. I remember Bray, you said, look out for a name, Malachi champion. It was either 2021 or 2022. And it's,
Do not remember that.
I remember it. I don't know, through umpiring or whatnot. But as we know, the state program has been together the whole pre-season, which is a first. How do you feel like you boys are shaping up with that sort of change and for the champs later in the year?
Oh, definitely. definitely a lot more stronger than what we did start. I have so much confidence in our state 18s team this year to hopefully win it all. Definitely we've got the talent. Yeah, we might be underrated, but once we get on the track, we're very good. So I'm smiling about it because that's how excited I am to play.
Yeah. And do you feel sort of more responsibility, whether it's at Subi and the Colts, best player? I don't think we can hide that. Like AFL Academy, remember, you're clearly the best player at Subi Colts. Or even in that state team as an AFL Academy member, do you feel more pressure or responsibility to perform personally?
Not really. Sometimes I might have the expectation to train harder or like put more work in. Which is normal. I don't really feel like the boys obviously like make a joke about it, but it's just it's normal boys having fun, and I have fun training with them. Yeah, so I don't feel pressured. We're all treated the same. We're all there for the same reason. So,
any aspirations to lead that state team in a captaincy or
perspective? Oh, maybe not a captain. Like maybe a leadership role. Definitely, I reckon I'm pretty smart on the footy field to know what I'm talking about. So yeah, maybe a captain, maybe not. Or I'd like to be part of the leadership group.
Sort of out of your hands in a way. With votes and that.
Outside of your tricks, something that stands out is your hair colour.
Yeah,
seem to change it up every now and then. So anything lined up for this year?
I'm not sure. It just happens out of nowhere. I could be laying in bed. I want to get my hair dyed.
You'd just be bored and be like, I'll go to the bathroom and just quickly chuck some bleach in it or something.
I don't know. I was just getting ready for summer and then I end up cutting it up in like November. But yeah, I thought it suited me. And there was a stage where I had orange hair and there was a stage I had blonde hair and a stage I had white hair. So I think, before the Academy game, we had our Melbourne, I re-dyed my hair, and I was actually at the beach the day before and I got sunburn all over my scalp. So when we like put in the dye, and I was like, Mom, what are you doing? You're burning my head. So we had to like cut it short, and the hair, I had like heaps of like brown stuff and then all just white hair. So I thought I suited it. Like I wish I was born a blonde, but it's fine.
First year out of school. Happy/sad about that? What's been happening? Bit of a guitarist we see on the Instagram story.
That was my uncle.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, lot of people swapped up on my story. Yeah. Like, how are you so good? Like,
But what's been happening off the field with like work and or just outside of footy?
I'm starting a job at the mining company Komatsu. I got that aligned with the sponsorship through Clontarf Academy. So I'm just working part-time. I think it's five hours a day for five times a week. So 25 hours a week is pretty fine. I start 10 till 3. I get my forklift license out of it and, it's pretty fine.
Where are they based?
In Welshpool.
Yeah.
Mm, so.
Not too far for you.
Yeah, it's still 25, 35 minutes.
I'd take 25 minutes to get to work. That would be a dream.
You're saying even just to get to training and that, there's no short trips for you.
Commitment. It's 35 minutes or 30 minutes, but I don't really care. As long as I got music, as long as I got the aircon on. As long as I know I'm happy going to training, it doesn't, 35 minutes goes as a click of fingers. So
yeah. All right, we'll move on to the Instagram Q&As. Plenty sent in. I think Ethan said there was 50 sent in within 45 minutes or something.
Might need to say, if we don't put yours in, it's probably because we've just got so many and we might have already covered it. But
Cody Angove is going to kick it off. Who's your top three cricketers in pre-training cricket in order, and you can put yourself, he says.
I'd say Chase Martinson, number three. Bloke just goes
three full. Being the lowest,
being lowest. Chase definitely. The bloke bowls like 160 km's, well, not 160, but
feels like it.
Yeah, it feels like it, and he bloody hits sixes for fun. So definitely Cody second. He gets around the spin bowl, the in swing Yorkers, and number one probably Hamish Warne Davy. So he calls himself Shane Warne the way he spin bowls. So I'll give it to him as
so
number one.
You're not putting
one.
Yourself in.
Nah, I'm on a different level.
So is this a pre-training ritual for WA, if you play a bit of cricket?
Yeah, sometimes like the boys get down like an hour and a half early. Okay. We just go play cricket on the basketball court and got tape on the cricket ball, so they do swing yeah. a lot. And let's say there's about 15 or maybe 10 metres where you bowl, so it does feel like 160 k's coming at you.
No injuries, please. Deadly Corey, does the black jeans make you so quick? What?
Oh, I'm actually a half caste. I'm like my dad's dad is a Scottish man, Australian man. So I don't know where my fastness maybe comes from. My legs up, yeah. maybe comes from I don't know.
Comes from somewhere. B Bailey Carr, if you had to pick between making the AFL or getting 40k instantly, what would you pick?
40k money. Yeah. Oh, make AFL. Hopefully, yeah. make
you're gonna,
it.
You're gonna get more than 40k yeah, in your yeah. first year.
40k. Would last me a car. That's yeah, all. Exactly. If buy me a car and I'll have what $10,000.
Couldn't left, you? Couldn't yeah. even buy like a new Hilux.
Yeah, yeah like, very expensive.
Yeah.
WA footy prospects. What's the reason for Supi's development and on-field success
for Colts? Or
I'd say so.
The reason?
Yeah.
I haven't really been to any of the Supi trainings at all, but
maybe last year or how you guys pushed for finals.
Yeah, just. We were known as a team who were pretty angry, who would fight a lot. And our talent manager came to us and said, we've got to stop. And that's what we did. We focused more on footy than fighting. So we would just go to our teammate, get him out of the fight and stop fighting. And that's definitely yeah, helped a lot as our team. It was a bit stiff that I reckon we had the team to win it last year. But, yeah, there was just teams that were a little bit stronger than us.
Yeah. Yep. Well. Still got your top age here if you yeah. don't crack into league. So.
Taj Mibis, I think. Favourite Esperance person?
Probably.
Is he asking for a shout out?
Nah, not Mibis. Nah, definitely Cooper. Me and Cooper, we're basically like the same person. He's probably just about 20 centimetres taller. Yeah, we've known each other for about 5 years, I'd say. Played a lot of footy together against each other and you rip a bloke.
I like this next one.
Thomas.Cathcart. Are you him?
Blake Kelly's him. The younger bloke. No, I'm not him.
M Russell _ favourite Contaff worker of all time. Better say Rusty.
Oh, I'll put three in. I can't pick. Oh, maybe two. Michael Tim, my mum's brother. Yeah, second father figure. Bloke was giving me $20 a day so I could do anything I wanted in Kalgoorlie. I'll ask him, oh, could you take me to get a feed during school hours? He'll take me to get a feed or he'll bring me a feed. So definitely my uncle and, yeah, definitely Rusty. And met the bloke when I was in year seven. And, yeah, he was good footy player at Boulder City Football Club. He was a captain in his second year, I think. Captained the GFL side. Yeah, good bloke, Rusty. And, oh, I've got too much Clontarf teachers, actually. Yeah, I can't put them all in here. Yeah. But definitely the recency at Cecil's with Brian and Blaine. Mm. Blaine Wilson, yeah.
Your state ruckman, Kale, has come through with a question. Thoughts on your left foot kicking?
My left foot kicking is better than Kale's. a lot better than Kale's, actually. It's improved a lot. It's improved a lot. Maybe at the start of preseason because you haven't kicked a footy in about 2 months, it was pretty shocking. But now it's a lot more better and yeah, better than Kale's for sure. He doesn't have a left foot.
I'm gonna quickly save. You're on the pocket. Are you going right foot banana or left foot snap for goal?
Or if I'm on the I'm opposite side, yeah.
Is your left good enough? Or you're backing in your right?
I'll back my left foot snap, but. I'll just do a right foot drop punt.
Okay.
Yeah, I like doing drop punts from the boundary. A lot of people know I like doing drop punts. Yeah, it's what my dad used to teach me. He never used to snap. He just always used to drop punts. So.
Old school.
Mm.
Thomas Cathcart, what's the go-to bedtime before a game? And in brackets, Vic Country.
Vic Country, we were in Gold Coast and I was with my teammate Anthony Hanson and we had a game, I think it was like 11 o'clock the next day, and me and that bloke went to bed about 3 o'clock at night, and he was FaceTiming girls like in this is WA time, so it's 2 hours behind, so it's not as late. It was just funny. And we got up. The breakfast was at like 6:30 or 7 o'clock. Me and him woke up at 7:30. Like people banging, like Cooper Moore was banging on the door, like, hurry up, we've got to go, we've got to catch the bus. We still had the shower, still had that breakfast. Me and him, our breakfast was cold. Our breakfast was cold, and it was, yeah, we, oh, it's one of the funniest memories of my life. But yeah, it was 3 o'clock in the morning, we went to bed on that. And that was actually my best game too, that Vic Metro game.
Secret to making all Australian people, go to bed at 3 a.m.
Definitely not recommended, because I did end up falling asleep straight after the game.
On the bus on the way back.
Yeah. For Colts, wake up about 9. We play at 9, so go to bed. I can't go to bed straight away person.
Yeah.
So 10 o'clock or 9:30, I try and knuckle down and lay in bed. End up going to bed about 12:30 or 1. So I still get about 5 or 6 hours of sleep before I play footy.
Man, Colts footy's rough. Like, I think about it all the time. Like, if you're playing in Mandurah or something and you're 9 in the morning, like, or if you're from Mandurah and playing in Joondalup, like, that's rough.
You can just book a hotel if you're in Mandurah playing in Joondalup.
Yeah. Casey _ Murison, I think. How'd you cope with COVID 2020?
It was like COVID 2020. I was still in Kalgoorlie at the time. We had
been, 14?
I was 14. Oh, no. I was, 14. I had no school for about 2 months. All I did was just play Fortnite, 2K, FIFA clubs with Casey and my other mates, Oakley, Hayden Caker, Riley Cook, even, like, Shroom Graham, like all my other my older brother's friends too and all my mates. So, yeah, we just played the game. I would wake up, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, played a game till 6 o'clock in the morning, go to sleep, wake up. I was playing a game 14 hours a day for 2 months straight. And yeah, it was definitely one of the times of my life, because I was, 14 years old. And yeah, first day back at school, we had soccer. We had soccer sport. Oh, I couldn't even run 20 meters because, I was just, I think I was eating like twice and drinking like just Coke every day and stuff. So that's how I coped with COVID.
Well, that was probably similar with us as well.
Lucky, you don't know much better as a 14-year-old.
lucky I wasn't like 17 or something. Yeah. I would have got a lot more fatter than what I did at 14.
Yeah, I can tell you Fortnite was the number one thing that everyone did during COVID.
Speaking of Fortnite,
Thomas Cathcart again. Is it true you're a freak at Fortnite?
I think
he said freako, but I'm just
going to say I'm 100% the best Fortnite player in the state 18 squad. I think that 2 months really paid off of just playing Fortnite every day. But yeah, definitely Fortnite, 2K, FIFA, I've got anyone
covered.
Yeah, everyone covered.
Stubber, Clyde Stubbs, 04. Mooney or Munro?
I like Mooney better, but yeah, his new nickname is Munro. I don't know where he got Munro from, and we've called him Mooney from Mini. Yeah. Mini Man to Mooney Man to Munro. So, yeah, the bloke, he's got about 1,000 nicknames and no one even calls him Kite. It's just the nickname at the time. So, yeah.
I reckon that Mooney question was sent in a lot. So, we've covered that.
Tyler Senge, excuse me, best golfer at Subiaco?
Definitely not myself. Kishawn Cook, definitely the best golfer at Subiaco. Richie Bartlett's the bloke you laugh at when you play golf. Tyler Senge, bloke you laugh at when you play golf. But Tyrell Dewitt, I could call him a Subi player. Yeah, he's all right. Robbie's better than Tyrell, I reckon. Robbie Hansen. But yeah, Tyrell just got all my clubs. He's had them for a month and a half. He's told people he's bought them off me and everything, and I keep messaging him to bring him back, and he doesn't reply at all. So I don't think I'm getting my clubs back.
Chilton Yaron, why does he love vanilla Cokes? Bloke has them with breakfast, lunch and dinner.
Okay, so it's not me with the vanilla Cokes. It's one of the Qantas workers, Brian Luder. Oh, yeah, so the bloke just drinks vanilla Cokes and has bloody hot dogs and sauce every morning.
Breakfast champions. Well, you mentioned Tyrell and golf clubs. He says go get some new golf clubs because he's not getting his ones back.
Yeah, he's poxy bloke, that bloke. Yeah,
he's on the big bucks now.
Yeah, mate, he's bought a new car. He can't even give my golf clubs back. He can go buy his own golf clubs.
Smithigans. Who's quicker, Ethan Sambo or Malachi Champion?
Ethan. To be honest, I reckon I've got Ethan on the takeoff, the first 10, 15, but the blokes got me in the next, 50 metres with his longer strides, I reckon. Yeah, definitely Ethan.
I think we're probably going to have to roll through and skip some of these, as we've still got at least half of them left, so we'll probably just find some good ones.
Luca.
We'll go Luca Kentfield. Who is the best skipper you've had?
The best skipper I've had? I've had a lot of good skippers throughout my time. Definitely not Luca. Luca wasn't even there for half the year. The bloke was playing league. Definitely probably Judd Kelman throughout our regionals, Subiaco regionals, under 15s. Yeah, Kelman.
We'll go Whisper Walsh. What's it like being the second best champion behind your brother?
I am known as his brother. Like everyone, oh, you're Damien's brother. Yeah, so, yeah. He's getting better, but I'm definitely the best champion in the family. There's no one better than me.
We'll go to Lance Collard. Who's your favourite player?
To play with, I think it is.
I think player to play with in Fortnite, is it? Or
I think it's on the field.
On the field?
Duo.
Oh. Me and Lance did play a lot of footy together. So, yeah, definitely... Me and Lance for waffle reasons, but if I had to choose carnivals, I'll pick my good mate Cuba Garlett. Just rolls off the half back, will get you 30 a game.
Hamish Davis, who's skinnier, Cody Angove or Will Hayes?
I reckon Hayes is actually bigger than Angove, to be honest. But yeah, Hayes is bigger than Angove for sure. So yeah, definitely Angove's way more skinnier. Angove's skinnier than me. Angle's the skinniest in the team, for sure.
Hazard underscore 29. When are you going to open up a candy shop?
What? I don't know. I'm not really the type to sell candy. I just like to just get on with the ball, get it straight away, yep.
Jordan Doc Clements 3. Do you think you would have made it far in basketball as well?
No, I'm too small. If I was 6 foot or over 6 foot, I reckon I would have been able to play a lot more basketball. And definitely, I was actually, I would say I was pretty good at basketball. Got invited to play Aussie Prospects. I was playing a lot of Country Week. I made the All-Stars in the Championship Division and Divi 2 a lot. But, threw it all in the bin once footy became serious.
Can you dunk? Because Jacob Perry, 243, says, best dunk you've done.
I can't dunk 10. He's probably talking about a 7 foot rim. Probably just, 360 off the board on a 7 foot rim, but I can hang on the rim on a 10 foot, but won't be able to dunk.
I reckon we got two left here. Yeah. I reckon we got one from Sully Boy, and then I reckon Nick Foley. I reckon we could finish off with him. Mm-hmm. So Sully Boy asks, what motivates you?
Just the feeling of being happy. Of when I train, when I play footy, and definitely the boys who were there, my friends, and a lot of my family, and a lot of those who passed away, I do it for them a lot. Definitely that.
Yep.
Nick Foley, has the champion, meaning yourself, ever champed someone on the field, and does he rate champion clothing?
If I champ people, it's for fun. Last year, I just started champing everyone out in our Subi team, and I don't really champ people. I don't talk trash talk. I just go and fight them, and I say things that I don't remember. But what was the last bit of that?
You rate champion clothing.
Yeah, they, I might sue them. That's it's my last name. Yes.
Yeah. All right, I reckon that'll do it.
Yeah.
Everything else is
covered.
Basically covered it. Yeah. Quiz time. First footy player this year, so we're going back to the traditional quiz.
Yeah.
With the traditional opening question, and there's some other traditional questions as well. But the 10 is the par at the moment. 4. You can get a max of 14. There's been a couple of 9s and a 7.5. So.
Last year's stats. Obviously, nothing's happened.
Yeah.
This year. So.
On yourself. Question number 1. What is your height and weight on the Waffle website?
176, 67. kilos.
I want to check this because we might have it wrong on our notes.
Yeah, so 176 centimetres and 67 kilos.
Correct. Yeah, we got the,
Did that get updated like this morning or something? Or?
No, I don't know. I think on another website it said 172.
I think it's rookie me. I'm actually 173, so I'll take 176.
You reckon you stop growing?
Hopefully not. Yeah. Hopefully not. Just give me like 5 more centimeters.
These guys keep growing to like 22 or something. So heaps of time. We're still growing technically. Mm.
Yeah, we could say that.
You'd hope you're growing.
I hope so. So number two, you scored goals in every single round for Subi last year except for one game. Who was this against?
I think it was against East Perth. In round two.
It was early,
correct. Good start. 2 from 2. Question number 3. True or false? In both of your finals for Subi last year, you kicked the same amount of goals and behind. Behind, sorry. Is that true or false?
I'll say false. Yeah, it's false.
True. Kicked 2-1 in both games.
Bit of a trick question.
I don't remember kicking a point against West Perth. That's why.
Says you have on here, so we'll have to take that. 2 from 3. Number 4. How many times did you have 20 plus disposals in the game for Subi last year?
3 times.
Correct. How'd you guess that?
My first one was against West Perth when I got suspended.
Mm.
And then East, it was against Perth, my first game back from suspension. And then I remember my game against South Freo. I got pulverized, stung on my head.
That was 3 in 4 weeks, those 20 plus games.
So. It's like that, instant form. What are we, 3 from 4?
Question number five.
Have you given away or received more free kicks in your Colts careers thus far?
I reckon I've received more.
Correct. 12 to 10.
Oh, I've given away a lot of free kicks.
4 from 5.
This one might take a little bit of counting, but number 6. How many players were in the under-16s 2022 All-Australian team that are now in the 2024 AFL Academy?
Or in the for WA or for the whole?
Whole.
Oh, got me here. Gonna say 14.
I was gonna say it's not as much as you think, but it's 8.
Oh, far out.
That's actually a big stat.
Yeah.
Like you would think a lot more. Be close.
Yeah,
to 20.
But at the same time, like 2 years, you know, sometimes
is a long time. Yeah,
I guess. Yeah. All right. Well, we're still 4 from 6. Yeah. Question number 7. What was the winning margin Team Nat Nui beat Team Selwood on Grand Final day last year?
It was pretty close. It was a goal. It was within a goal.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say, was it two points?
3.
Oh.
I was going to say it was between 6 and 1. And I was actually, no, you might just say let's split it halfway and go 3. So I was like, that'll probably be too much of a hint. But very close. 4 from 7 still.
Number 8. In the last 2 games of the regular season last year, you took the same amount of marks against the 2 Freo-based Waffle teams, so South and East Freo. What's the number of marks? It's pretty high, I'd say, for a small forward.
I think it's 7. Is it 7?
8.
So close.
8 marks. I think I took 10 marks in one game, but that's just leading up and giving a 15-metre kick.
Still 4 from 8. 6 points up for grabs though, so we could potentially get to that 10.
And the next one, we don't need a number, we just need an answer.
All right. So, well, you know yourself here. Question number 9. Do you have more followers on Instagram or TikTok?
I actually checked. I was looking at my TikTok followers. I've got more on Instagram, I think I had like 4,000 on TikTok. And then I had way more TikTok followers before, but that's when I was just posting every day for fun. And then, Yeah, I just stopped posting.
That's some good videos on there. I think some footy ones and that. Down at the park.
169 more on Instagram.
So it's quite close. It is quite close.
Correct. 5 from 9. We need this.
So 5 points up for grabs here. 5 if you get it bang on. 4 points if you're within 3. 3 points within 5. 2 within 10, and a point for anything outside of that. How many Colts games have you played in your career up to this point?
I think last year I played 14, and the year before that I played 3. So 17.
Bang.
Big. That was big.
17. 17. Colts.
5 points. So it takes you to equal top of leaderboard.
Still yet to crack that 10.
Yep. Anyways. Double digits. You take that.
Equal top.
Ah.
Wasn't too hard for you.
I guess
he's very close with a lot of them. Like,
no matter the result, he would have been the top of the footy guys. Because you're the first one here.
Yeah.
So you take that. Now they've got a target to chase.
I reckon they'll beat me.
Well, 12 was the most last year. We had 4 easy guys on 12, probably 2 or 3 on 11, and then the rest were 10 and below.
I'm pretty stiff. I missed a couple by 1 point. Yeah. But that All-Australian one actually shocked me a lot.
I reckon you could have got 12. You were one off for
the marks.
For the marks and the grand final. Or
margin,
Academy game on grand final day. Yeah. Well, that's pretty good effort.
Might, considering you haven't played, we might have to get you back on later in the year and do a 2024 version.
My quiz. My memory is very vivid from last year.
Yeah. Oh, well, of course, it's all thanks to Skinbro, Hat Locker, and Cheetah Clothing. Their links will be in the show notes with the links to the stores, the online stores, and all the discount codes that you need. And remember, if you're listening, watching, wherever, Spotify, Apple, YouTube, wherever,
watch.
Make sure you subscribe, like, follow. That's probably it. Share if you really want to. Yeah, that's probably all. But Malachi, can't thank you enough for coming in, and all the best for the rest of the year.
Thank you.